With its Christian message, the story is probably a little less appealing to Muslims.
You are right about that, Sellers said. So, do tell, what happened to Ben-Hur? Did he fall from the roof of his house?
Holmes laughed. Not that, he began, but the situation was still similar. When Valerius Gratus, the direct predecessor of a certain Pontius Pilate, took office as a Roman prefect in Jerusalem, he staged a triumphal procession through the streets of the city. The inhabitants watched the pompous events from their rooftops, including the family of Ben-Hur. As Valerius was passing through his house, a stone accidentally detached from the terrace wall and fell exactly on the passing Romans. They regarded the incident as an assassination attempt on the prefect. Ben-Hur was arrested and sentenced to life imprisonment in a slave galley.
I understand, Sellers said. Don't worry, Mr. Holmes. I promise not to throw roof tiles at the Ottomans. What else did Fortuna have in mind for the unlucky Ben-Hur?
He was released because of beneficial circumstances, Holmes continued. After his return to Jerusalem, he wanted to take revenge on the Romans, who had disenfranchised his family and confiscated his assets. He gained popularity among the Jewish population because he embodied their hope of resisting Roman oppression. Eventually, Ben-Hur decided to prepare and lead the armed uprising against the occupiers.
Sellers thought for a moment and said, Well, if it's a historically accurate novel, then this enterprise has failed.
It didn't take place at all.